For more information on Victory Faith Centre and to download sermons at no charge, visit www.victoryfaithcentre.org.au.
Let's open our hearts to the Lord tonight and learn of Him. Let's open in prayer. Heavenly Father, we praise You, we thank You for sending Jesus, Your only begotten Son. We praise You for the sacrifice that He presented. We thank You, Lord, for the salvation that He bought and paid for by His blood. We thank You, Lord, for the benefits of salvation. And Father, tonight we take them, the benefits, by faith into our lives in Jesus' name. And Lord, I pray that You use me to speak Your word, that the Spirit of God would open people's hearts and eyes and ears to hear and to see in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Tonight we're looking at God provides health for His people. God provides health for His people. You know, as we look around in our society, and much less we could look at the entire world, we see that the curse is clearly present. And the curse of sickness and disease is very, very present. That's not counting all the accidents and disasters and all types of other things. We're looking tonight at health. Health is wholeness, spirit, soul and body. It's not just the absence of sickness or disease, but it's wholeness. And that refers to blessing and strength and clarity and deliverance and being able to walk in freedom. So you can see, just because you might not be sick, it doesn't necessarily mean that you're walking in strength, for example, or walking in blessing. There's a lot of people that they go in cycles of sickness. But God's will is for His people to walk in health. That is, continually walk in the blessing of His strength and Him sustaining them even through what we see in the world, the cycles, the death cycles, the cycles of sickness and so on. God wants His people to be strong right through that, and even walk in the midst of places that might be quite dangerous. You know, in Australia, even the whole area of mental health, and we know we can't belittle that, because there's a lot of people suffering in terms of all types of things like depression and anxiety and so on. We can't belittle that. There's a large percentage of Australians that are affected by that. The killers in Australia that are responsible for over 40% of all deaths are things like cardiovascular diseases, that's coronary heart disease and stroke, dementia and Alzheimer's disease, lung cancer and chronic lower respiratory disease. So they're the most common underlying causes for deaths in Australia now, and account for 40% of all deaths. Now, we don't have to go out that way, because we are what the Bible calls the redeemed, and we can walk in strength and power. Let's first of all look at 3 John 1 to 3. We are familiar with this section of Scripture, but it is important to touch on it tonight, because we're looking at how we can walk in health. God provides health for His people. How we can walk in that health is very, very important. So we're looking at 3 John. We'll start from verse 1. And it says here, "The elder unto the well-beloved Gaius, whom I love in the truth." So we see those words, "in the truth." Verse 2, one which I'm sure you've memorized and know off by heart. "Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. For I rejoice greatly when the brethren came and testified of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in the truth." Do you think there's a connection between having the truth in you and walking in the truth and health and prosperity? It does seem that way, doesn't it? I think it's clear, and we'll see as we go into other scriptures that it is clear. You see, there has to be a connection to walking in God's truth. Jesus said, "Thy word is truth." So God's word is his truth. The Bible also says that the Spirit is truth and Jesus is truth. So you want Jesus alive in you and the Spirit guiding you into all truth, leading you into all truth. So we see that everything must work together for you to be flowing in the truth of God. And one of those areas, of course, is soul prosperity, the prospering of your soul. We've talked a lot about this, but it's something to really grab hold of because it is a great and vital connection to us walking in health. As it says here in verse 2, "Beloved, I wish above all things." So it must be very, very high priority, a very, very high spiritual priority, "that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth." So if your soul is prospering, your mind, will, and emotions are prospering, think about your mind prospering. You would be thinking and meditating on the right things, wouldn't you? Okay? The Bible talks about you being transformed by the renewing of your mind. Think about your will prospering. The Bible talks about you being filled with the knowledge of God's will. Okay? And think about your emotions prospering. That means that you won't be consumed by anxious, worrisome, fearful thoughts and emotions. God wants you free from all of that. So your soul prospering is very vital, and it's a key for us to be able to walk in health. Absolutely vital. Look at Galatians 3, verse 13. One of the things that we must remember and keep in mind, keep it in our heart, is what Jesus has accomplished. What Jesus has accomplished on the cross. We know that he died on the cross for us, each of us. He went down to hell and then he rose from the dead. And his blood was the price that was paid for us. So it is very important for us to understand the sacrifice that the Lord Jesus Christ made. And in the book of Galatians, it tells us, in Galatians 3 verse 13, it gives us a very short synopsis of it here. We'll look at verse 14 as well. "Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a" what? "A curse for us." Now, who of us doesn't think that sickness and disease, and I went through a list before, and mental torment, who doesn't think that that's a curse? If you don't think that's a curse, you need to go back into the book of Deuteronomy and see where there's a whole list of curses. For example, in Deuteronomy chapter 28, "Cursed shalt thou be," etc., etc., it goes on. So there's a whole list of curses, and sickness is right in the very midst of that. Sickness and disease and weakness and failing, all of that is right in the very midst of that. So we see that Jesus became, he was made a curse for us. "For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith." So you can see there's been an exchange. He became a curse. He became a curse for us, and we have received the blessing of Abraham, that the blessing of Abraham might come. So there has been an exchange. It's both a spiritual exchange and a legal exchange. We can say before the courts of heaven, my blessing, my salvation has been paid for through the Lord Jesus Christ. And within my blessing that I have through the salvation provided by the Lord Jesus Christ is freedom from sickness. The Bible says, "By whose stripes ye were healed," talking about the Lord Jesus Christ. Why does it say "were healed"? Because he was made a curse for us on the cross. He was made a curse for us. So it's important for us to see the whole gospel, the full gospel, that we are redeemed spirit, soul and body. And God has made a way for us to walk with satisfaction in our life right to the end of our life. You see, you don't want to be taken out by sickness by accident, by disease. You don't want to be taken out that way, because that's a devilish way to be taken out. And I think we should all realise this, and I believe we do realise this, that that's part of the curse. You want to go out like some people did, have done. They go to sleep and they're taken up to heaven. Very simple, very peaceful. That's it. Let's have a look at a few more scriptures. Is Exodus 23 verse 25. Exodus 23 verse 25. God makes a promise to us. And we can take it because we are spiritual Israel as well. And we have better promises. We have eternal promises. But this was a promise made to those in the Old Testament. And it applies to us today. Because Jesus was made a curse for us. And that tells us that sickness doesn't have to be a part of our life. And I think one of the very important things that we need to do is we need to speak against sickness. We need to speak to our bodies and say, body, be strong in the Lord. Because isn't that what the Bible says? Be strong in the Lord in the power of his might. You need to speak to your soul. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. So you need to actually use your mouth and speak to things. Speak to mountains that might be in the way. Don't settle. There might be a problem you've had in your life, whether it be mentally or whether it be physically. You don't settle for that. You say, you have no part in me. God has given me a sound mind. God has provided strength for my body and my mind. God has provided healing. And notice what he says here. And this applies right across the soul and the body in Ezekiel 23 verse 25. And it says here, and ye shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless thy bread and thy water, and I will take sickness away from the midst of thee. So, are we servants of the Lord? Yes, we are sons and daughters that serve the Lord. The Bible says we are servants of righteousness. So we should understand that as servants of the Lord, we say, I will serve the Lord. I will serve the Lord. And every day, it's part of our nature, it's part of our walk to serve the Lord. And on his part, it says, he shall bless thy bread and thy water. Well, you know all the contaminants around us today. You need your water and your bread, that is what you eat, to be blessed. Okay? You want to know that, even if there's a contaminant, if it's blessed, you can say, well, I by faith take it as blessed. Now, I don't mean go out and deliberately eat poisoned stuff, okay? But you have to understand that God is separate from the curse, and as we walk by faith, that we can also be separate from the curse. And isn't that what it says here? It says, and I will take sickness away from the midst of thee. Now it's important for you to understand the word thee. Thee is singular. That means every individual person in the kingdom of God, he can take sickness away from the midst of us. You, me, every one of us that are redeemed from the curse of the law. Isn't that good news? That's very good news. God wants us to be in health, even as our soul prospers. And we are allowing our souls now to prosper by thinking, yes, that applies to me. That God can take sickness away from the midst of me. You can walk right through the so-called flu season and be free from that. You might say, well, I don't see that. Hey, you need to bring your experience up to the level of the Word. Don't try to bring the Word down to the level of your experience. All of us need to bring our experience up to the level of the Word and say, well, I see it in the Word. God has made a promise here, and I appropriate that God will take sickness from the midst of me. And I thank you for that, Lord. Glory to God. Look at Psalm 91. I want to go through Psalm 91. It's a wonderful psalm. And in Psalm 91, there's a lot of very good material here related to health. Some of us know it off by heart because it's also known as the protection psalm. Why would it be called protection psalm? Well, as we read it through, just have a look what you'll be protected from. And part of that protection is from sickness and disease and ill health and pestilence and so on. But there are conditions related to that, and we see that in the very first verse here. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. That talks about God's protection. God's protection. But you've got to dwell in the Lord, don't you? And that means you can't be 1 minute saying you agree with the Lord and the next you're saying things that are at disagreeance with His word. You have to be consistent in your life, consistent in your prayer life, consistent in your study of the Word of God, consistent in coming to church, consistent in fellowship, consistent in your giving, and so on. In other words, consistent in your spiritual life and dwell in the secret place of the Most High. Now, notice what it says in verse 2. I will say of the Lord. A good thing to say, this one. And you should ask yourself, are you saying of the Lord this? Okay, let your soul prosper here. Are you saying this? What is it that you will say? I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him will I trust. If God is your fortress, what can get in of the evil? Nothing. See, if we take this literally, if God is your fortress, then as the Bible says, you shall not be visited with evil. Let's continue on. So God is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him will I trust. Praise the Lord. But notice, you need to put it in your mouth, don't you? The Bible says in Romans 10 to put it in your mouth and in your heart, the word of faith which we preach. So it has to be in your heart. You know, I've met up with people in the past, they've said, I've confessed, and it's not working. But you can see it hasn't been in their heart. You know, 90% of their life has been completely separate from the things of God, and they've compartmentalised, oh, this is church, this is, Bible, and this is what that means there. You know, there's even been people who have come to this church and said to me, your doctrine and your church, and they've been here for quite a while. And I was thinking, hey, wait a minute, shouldn't it be also your doctrine from the Word and my church? You know, you say it, my church, my doctrine from the Word, and so on. In other words, you've got to make it personal. Yeah. You've got to say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. Pestilence talks of sickness and disease. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. Once again, talking of protection. His truth, what's His truth? His word shall be thy what? Shield and buckler. Now, buckler is not the buckle on your belt, okay? Buckler is a little shield, a little one, okay? God has His word available for us, okay? His word is available for us, and it shall be thy shield and buckler. So you have to allow your soul to prosper and put the emphasis in your life on the truth of the Lord. Okay? Verse 5, thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day. And in our day today, isn't that a very relevant, where terrorism is right across the earth and all types of fearfulness for the things happening right across the earth? But we shall not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day. Why? Well, the Bible says God delivers us from all our fears. The Bible also says God's not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. So we need to take this as truth and make it part of our lives. Not just say, well, that's a theory, but walk in it by faith and say, I take that, I appropriate that, I receive that, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I have this. I have this. I shall not be afraid. I shall not allow fear in. I refuse fear. Things like that. And if a symptom of fear comes to you, if a worrisome thought comes to you, don't dwell on it. Say, no, I cast that down in Jesus' name. I am free. You know, there's right out in our society today, I just read it in an article just recently, there's people afraid of cancer. They're afraid of all types of sickness. And the word cancer comes and fear grips them. If the word cancer comes, what should you do? You say, I refuse to fear. I refuse to fear. I shall not be afraid. Why? God is with you. I refuse to fear in the name of Jesus. Get away from me. Cast those thoughts down. You have to have your soul prospering. You have to have an understanding of what the Lord Jesus has done for you. He has made a curse for you. Praise the Lord. And refuse to fear. Verse 5 says, thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness. There's the nature of sickness. It's a thing of darkness. Nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. All types of destructions happening all around us. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Isn't that wonderful? It shall not come nigh thee. It's not going to come anywhere near you. It's going to say, well, I'm not going to go near those people. I'm going to go right around. But you have to be consistent in your life. Verse 8, only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. Here's the key. You want to walk in health? You want to walk in freedom? You've got to do this. You've got to make the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. Now what do you do in your habitation? As verse 1 says, you dwell there. You dwell there. You're constantly there. So when you get out of bed, there's the Lord right there. He's ready to speak to you. Thoughts come to you. Are they fearful thoughts? Or are they thoughts of the Word of God? Fill your heart with the Word and thoughts of the Word will come out. Words that agree with the Word of God will come out as well. Such as, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him will I trust. I pray that even now, faith is arising in your heart. Praise the Lord. So, verse 9 says, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High thy habitation, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any, what? Plague come nigh thy dwelling. So you say to plague, you say to sickness, you have no right. I am in the habitation of the Lord. He is my habitation. You speak to it and you rebuke it and you say, get out in Jesus' name. And as it says there, wonderful promise, there shall no evil befall thee. That's something you can put into your mouth. There shall no evil befall me. Praise the Lord. There shall no evil befall me, neither shall any plague come nigh my dwelling. So you can see Psalm 91 is indeed the protection psalm. Verse 11, for he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. But you know, if you haven't made the Lord your habitation, and if you're saying all the wrong things, the angel's not going to act on those type of things. So it's important to be consistent, to put the word so that you're walking in the truth constantly and consistently, and the angels of God have charge over you. What are they doing? Well, they're part of God's protection, but they're also speaking. They're also getting things out of the way, shifting things, making things right for you. But notice it says, verse 12, they shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder, the young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. Because he hath set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him, and I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honour him. Now notice what it says in verse 16. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. God wants to show every one of us his salvation. We have to be open to that. We are redeemed from the curse of the Lord. We are redeemed people. Now notice what it says, with long life will I satisfy him. Do you think it's satisfying if you're racked with sickness? Do you think any of those sicknesses I went through at the beginning that kill, responsible for 40% of all deaths, do you think it's satisfying to lose your memory at the end of your life, to not even recognise your family, or hardly know anything? Be sort of living in a daze. Do you think it's satisfying? All things going wrong with your body. No strength. You're sort of going downhill all the time. God wants you to be satisfied. And therefore you need to be meditating on Psalm 91. In the truth of God. Taking hold of it. Looking at it. Saying, sickness is taken from the midst of me. I pray that the level of your experience is going to be raised up to the level of the Word of God tonight. You may not have experienced this. You may not even have thought about this. But God wants, and it's His will, for you to have long life with satisfaction. Long life with satisfaction. This is very important for us to understand. If you have a look also at Proverbs 3. Look at Proverbs 3, starting from verse 1. We see also here God's promise again. And we'll go to Proverbs 3, verse 1. And we'll go to verse 3 here. Verse 4 we'll go. My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. Okay, forget. Where's forget located? Where's memory located? In your soul. You need to have your soul prospering. You can't forget God's law. And God's perfect law of liberty is His word. Okay, so the word of God is His law. Take it as that. Forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. What is going to add to this to you? Not forgetting His law, but letting your heart keep His commandments. And that means you make a determination in your heart. You say, if I see it in the Word, I will do it. I'm not going to rebel against the Lord. God will give you length of days and long life and peace. Isn't that what you want? You want satisfaction. You want peace. You want length of days, long life, and peace shall they add to thee. Verse 3, let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thine heart. So it's all about the heart, isn't it? The Bible says the sound heart is the life of the flesh. A sound heart is the life of the flesh. Not talking about the blood pump. It's talking about the inner man. A sound inner man. And if you bind mercy and truth upon the table of thine heart, you can write things on your heart. You know that? It's talking about a tablet. We use computer tablets, so you can see, you can write things down on the table of your heart. The Bible's up to date. Praise the Lord. The table of our heart, the table of our heart must have things written on it. It can have wrong things or it can have right things. And if we have mercy and truth written on the upon the table of our heart, that's going to be adding to ourselves length of days, long life, peace. Praise the Lord. Have a look at Proverbs 4, just a little bit over. Proverbs 4, verses 20 to 24. 20 to 24 of Proverbs 4. Now, it's all to do with walking in the truth. It's all to do with putting the right things in your heart and writing the right things on the table of your heart. So we're looking at Proverbs 4, verses 20 to 24. It says, "My son, attend to my words. Incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. For they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh." Health to all their flesh. Verse 23 says, "Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Put away from thee a froward or rebellious mouth, and perverse lips put far from thee." Okay, there's several things here. You must attend to God's words. It means pay attention to them. You can't pay attention to them if as soon as you walk out the church door, you forget all about what they say and you act just like the world. In fact, that's conformity to the world. You don't want that. We can't have that. If you want what the Bible is promising here, life and health to all your flesh, you've got to see what this is saying. So, attend to God's words. Incline your ear to God's sayings. In other words, listen. Listen with the hearing of faith. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So listen. Don't just think, oh, that's just Craig speaking. No. Believe that the word is being used through me by the Spirit of God. So it says here, "Let them not depart from thine eyes." How much opportunity do we have? We can put the Bible into our phones and just from a search mode, easily go to a verse. Even put the word health and search the whole Bible and come up with a list of all the health scriptures. What a wonderful thing we have today. Is there any excuse for not having the Word of God in front of your eyes? 100 years ago, they didn't have that facility. We have to see that God, the technology that we have for us is to make things available for God, not for the devil, okay? That's another subject altogether. "Let them not depart from thine eyes, keep them in the midst of thine heart." There's opportunities for us to hear the word, to see sermons and scriptures and put them on our phones, tablets, in our cars on CDs, at home, DVDs, CDs, computers. My word, we have it well today. We can keep the word if we want. Notice what I said, if we want, if it's what we desire to attend to, we can keep the word in the midst of our heart. And if we really believe verse 22, we'll desire to do it. "For they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh." That's why you've got to keep your heart with all diligence. For out of it are the issues of life. The issues of life all around us today. We see all types of people suffering. All types of things happening. But the great issues of life is, am I going to live my life for the Lord and walk in truth? And be an example, not only to the brethren, but to the world? Or are we going to be people who are walking just like the world? And the world, as you know, you hear it from them, you see it. Curse in every way. But let not God's word depart from your heart or from your lips. Health to all their flesh. Praise the Lord. Health to all their flesh. Look at Proverbs 12, verse 18. Let's go a bit further over. Proverbs 12, verse 18. God provides health for his people. What he has done is provided health. He's provided freedom. We have to, by faith, take hold of it. By faith, take hold of it. We can only do that through the Word of God and walking in his truth, paying attention to his Word. And so what I said before, what we say is very, very important. 12 verse 18 says, "There is that speaketh like the piercings of a sword, but the tongue of the wise is what? Health." Health. It'll be health to yourself. It'll be health to your brethren. Health to all your circumstances. But you know, the tongue of the wise. Are you wise? Are you wise? Christ has made unto us wisdom. He's shown us the way to go. I am the way, the truth, and the life. He's shown us the way to go. He's the good shepherd. And we must make a decision to walk in that way. And so, if we're saying the wrong thing, we should say, wait a minute. The tongue of the wise is health. If I want the manifestation of health in my life, that's what I've got to speak. Doesn't matter what I'm seeing. It's a matter of what the Word says. What does the Word say? I'm redeemed from the curse of the law. Thank you, Lord, you take sickness from the midst of me. I'm talking about sickness tonight. Or health, I should say. And freedom from sickness and disease. And infirmity. And pestilence. Freedom from that. Remember what I said right at the beginning. You've got to know what the Lord Jesus Christ has done on the cross. You've got to know that. Look at 1 Peter 2 verse 24. We've just got a couple more scriptures to go through. 1 Peter 2 verse 24. I pray that tonight you've understood God's will for you. He wants you to have a long life with satisfaction. He wants you to have health to all your flesh. He wants you to have freedom from sickness so that he takes sickness from the midst of you. All of this is available. And 1 Peter 2:24 is all available because of what the Lord Jesus Christ has done. What has he done? You know, now 1 Peter 2:24 harkens back to Isaiah 53, which is a prophetic chapter. It's a chapter of the prophecies related to the death and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 24, who his own self, talking about Jesus, bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes, that's the lashings that were on his body, by whose stripes ye were healed. Not ye will be healed, but ye were healed. Now this is where your mind, will and emotions have to get in line. You have to prosper in your thinking and say, I see that Christ was made a curse for me. Made a curse for me. And by the stripes of Jesus, I was healed. Ye were healed is the spiritual reality. What we have to do is by faith take hold of it and say, I was healed by the stripes of Jesus. And that's what I enforce in my body in Jesus' name. Lastly, let's have a look at 2 Timothy 2, verse 1. You know, you want to go right into old age in strength. And then when you come to the end of your life, you know you've fought the good fight of faith, you've run the race, you know you've accomplished what the Lord wants you to do, has wanted you to do, and you're ready to leave. Just like Paul said, to be absent from the body is to be present with Christ. So we know that there will come a time when you'll need to be absent from the body. And if the rapture or translation doesn't come before you die, you'll go, like everyone, you will die. But it won't be like the death of sinners, which is a very painful thing. No. The sting of death has been taken away from you. There's no sting in death anymore. It's just going to be a step out of your body and the angels will take you up to heaven. Isn't that wonderful? It'll be wonderful. It'll be a very easy transition. But 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 1. And I like what Paul says here in 2 Timothy 2 verse 1. Because Paul had a special relationship with Timothy. Timothy was his son in the faith. Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. Does that affect your body? Indeed. Be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. That's available to us. God's grace, God's enabling, God's blessing is all available to us in Christ Jesus. Not through our own strength, not through our own efforts. We didn't save ourselves. It's through the Lord Jesus Christ and what He has paid for. He became a curse for us. By the stripes of Jesus we were healed. And now we can be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And I say to you tonight, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. As you walk in that strength, as you walk in that strength, you can be strong because the Word says you can be. As you walk in that strength, you can walk in freedom. Freedom. And every bit of goodness that comes into your life, you say, thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you that I went through winter without having a cold or a flu. Thank you, Lord, for that. Praise the Lord. That's you, Lord, not me. It's not related to all the medication. It's not related to anything else. It's you. Thank you, Lord. So give Him the glory. Give Him the glory. Praise the Lord. Let's bow our heads in prayer. I want to give you an opportunity to respond tonight. God is doing a wonderful thing in our midst. Heavenly Father, we praise you and thank you. We thank you, Lord, for the strength you provided, for the grace you provided in the Lord Jesus Christ. And we praise you for that. We praise you for that.